I strongly question whether your daughter's silly putty resembles anything from outer space.
It's not silly putty. It's called S'mores Tosium.
This is excellent.
Thank you. It's really all the machine's doing.
What the devil do you know about astrogeology anyway, JJ, whatever that stands for?
I just maintain the workings.
Kelly's thesis is supported by...
flimsy, outdated evidence.
I beg your pardon.
Not in my opinion. I like the silly putty or S'mores Tosium. In fact, I'm just quoting what he said.
Your son's project might very well have killed us all today, by the way.
Coming from the family that brought us the electromagnetic
death
ray.
It's a weapon. Of course it's lethal.
So you admit it.
Not to mention Brainiac's flag. I mean, is he trying to provoke World War III or something?
The jet propulsion belt is eminently safe. I'd allow an 8-year-old boy to operate it. In fact, I did. Ricky's cousin Chip, and he broke the solo flight altitude record.
They're strange, aren't they? They're children, compared to normal people.
Yes.
That's correct.
It's true.
After that, the second person says the name the first one said, then adds another, then the third person says both, plus the new name, and then the next person keeps going and so on in a circle. It's a memory game, get it? I'll start. Cleopatra.
Cleopatra Jagadish Chandra Bose. Like that?
Exactly.
Of course.
Got it. Cleopatra Jagadish Chandra Bose, Anthony von Leeuwenhoek.
Cleopatra Jagadish Chandra Bose, Anthony von Leeuwenhoek. Paracelsus.
Cleopatra Jagadish Chandra Bose, Anthony von Leeuwenhoek, Paracelsus, Kurt Gödel.
The Vienna
the Austrian magician.
Correct.
Cleopatra, Jagadish Chandra Bose, Anthony van Leeuwenhoek, Paracelsus, Kurt Gödel, William Bragg.
Which one?
There's two.
William Henry Bragg.
I prefer the son.
Cleopatra, Jagadish Chandra Bose, Anthony van
Leeuwenhoek,
Paracelsus, Kurt Gödel, William Henry Bragg.
Lord
Kelvin.
Cleopatra, Jagadish Chandra Bose, Anthony von Leeuwenhoek, Paracelsus, Kurt Gödel, William Henry Bragg, Lord Kelvin, Mitch Campbell. Can I say her? As long as she's a real person, you can say anybody you like.
Cleopatra, Jagadish Chandra Bose.
Including my mother. She's my idol.
My turn. Jagadish Chandra Bose, Anthony von Leeuwenhoek, Paracelsus, Kurt Gödel, William Bragg, the father, Lord Kelvin, the mathematical physicist, Mitch Campbell, your mother, Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, the rocket scientist.
I don't know if this game works with us. Brainiacs, I mean. I think it might go on forever.
I don't mind. In my school, nobody played this game with me in a million years. But the names would be too obvious.
I know my next one, Diophantus.
Wait until it's time to say it.
Try it backwards, Brainiac. Say the new one first.
Hojo Tokiyuki. Konstantin Tsiolkovsky. Mitch Campbell. Lord Kelvin. William Henry Bragg. Kurt Gödel. Paracelsus. Anthony von Leeuwenhoek. Jagadish Chandra Bose. Cleopatra.
Tonight you're in for a real treat. I don't know how many of you ever observed an astronomical ellipses before. In fact, can we get a show of hands? Nobody? Wow. Okay. Well, what you're gonna see is a very simple dot, dot, dot. Three pinpoints of light inside your refracting box, which may not sound very exciting at first, until you consider how those dots manage to transmit themselves across 1,000 billion miles of space onto that little scrap of black cardboard. Twice every 57 years, when the Earth, the Sun, the Moon, and the galactic plane of the Milky Way all combobulate along the same angle of orbital interest, the radiant energy of three neighboring stellar systems induces a parallel ecliptic transit, thus all but proving the hypothesis of celestial flirtation. The hitch, of course, is that the math doesn't work. But maybe one of you, one day, will be the genius who solves that problem. The event will begin in 30 seconds. Remember, if you look directly at the ellipses rather than through your refracting box, not only will you not actually see the effect, but you will burn the dots straight into your retina, probably permanently. I know that for a fact, because they're still burned into mine from when I was 11 going on 12. That's when I realized I wanted to be an astronomer, which is another story. Here we go.